Okay, I'd like to call to order the Wednesday, March 21st, 2018 meeting of the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District. So may we have a roll call, please?
Director Hill?
Here.
Director Nichols?
Here.
Chair Austin?
Here. If you'll all please join me in the flag salute, stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. That brings us to agenda review. So anyone have anything they want to change on the agenda?
Not I.
With the comment that I still note there's no audit here and some other things that we've asked for, the agenda is acceptable.
Okay. Then we'll move on to public comment for items not appearing on the agenda. So if anyone has any comments on something that's not on the agenda, please come forward.
Good evening, I'm Julie Tacker, and I'm here again to ask that your board rescind the censure of Mayor Hill for something that never happened, and to investigate Mayor Scholes for something that he admits did happen. I would like you to agendize a community meeting to discuss expanding your board. You are in violation of your own bylaws, as Mayor Hill asked that be agendized. He went through the proper channels to do so, and it's still yet to be agendized. I'd like to see you agendize civil action against John Wallace. To let this go would be a gift of public funds. To let him keep this district's money is a gift of public funds. I'm looking for, I haven't seen for many months now, a cash report. We need some accountability. And as Mayor Hill mentioned a moment ago, your audit is about 9 months late. I had a conversation with Mr. Erb today. He told me that he did speak to Ms. Austin yesterday, asking her to prioritize that. So I'm hopeful that we'll hear more about that conversation tonight, and that I look forward to the audit actually being prioritized and what the outcome is. You know, we need to know that it's that the district's in healthy financial state. What the problem I see with this continued delay is that the longer you go without that, when you go to the funding sources for your redundancy project and they ask to see your current financials and they're 2 years in arrears, they're going to note that. And it is very unlikely that you will get funding. So you're hurting yourselves by not bringing that audit forward.
Anyone else?
Colleen Kubel. I, too, would like to have this board agendize several things. One is the audit, getting someone else in here to finish the audit, do it right, and do it quickly. And then I would like to have the discussion about the five-member board agendized also, requesting that, and over and over and over again, and we get nowhere. I would like this board to review the bylaws and go over how something gets put on the agenda and do it the way the bylaws describe it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good evening. Brad Snook. I'm the chair of our county chapter of Surf Rider Foundation. I came here tonight to remind the board and the district about the important work that they do. That you do. you know, our water quality directly ties or indirectly ties to the quality of discharge through the ocean outfall. You know, 2.5 million gallons a day, more than that on a day like this. You know, Mayor Hill and the board supported us sitting down with Mr. Karp and Fannie, the lab tech, to discuss the brine discharge program at the district. And, you know, we've been critical of this district for many years, going back to the Wallace days, and management and mismanagement of the district. Presently, we're concerned about all the interim positions at the district, what we found out, and, you know, kudos to Mr. Karp for sitting down and having an honest discussion with us. But a tuned-up organization, a well-managed organization, does not run an important issue like direct discharge to an ocean outfall without a standard operating procedure. And so I noticed in the last agenda that it was reported out that we had a meeting, and there were some action items that came out of it. One of them was to create the SOP. Awesome. The other one was to do some sort of peer review to see how others discharge through ocean outfall. I was dismayed and alarmed to find out that Fannie had left the district. And I wonder, with all the interim positions, who we can turn to trust to turn over these issues on a timely basis. It's an important job. We count on the board to give direction. We count on staff to follow through. But if all these important positions on staff, public-facing positions, are filled by interim personalities, we wonder whether we're going to have a long-term credibility with those temporary personnel. So the brine discharge policy is to be treated like a new program. It did not have a standard operating procedure for discharge. It has a new route for the brine trucks. We're proposing to the Coastal Commission that a coastal development permit be pursued by the district, and we're asking for the board's approval and pursuit of a coastal development permit for the entire brine discharge program, going through the truck routes to how the brine is discharged. Thank you.
Can we make a brief comment in response to that?
Go ahead.
You're absolutely correct, Mr. Snook, that Fannie Mui has left the service of the district. She was an excellent lab tech, had received awards for her diligent efforts on behalf of district ratepayers. Unfortunately, now that Mr. Clemens is also no longer with the district, we have no certified lab technicians on staff. And I share your concerns. We don't have any way to sample brine and get any kind of result in a reasonable period of time.
I think
so.
That's good, Jim. Thank you. We're going to move on to the consent agenda. Is there any more public comment? Excuse me, public comment.
Ron Arnelson, Grover Beach. At the end of the last board meeting, Mrs. Nichols said that she wanted to end the meeting on a positive note. That is exactly what I'd like to see, positive movement from the board and administration of this district. We would like this board to listen to our comments and take them seriously, to consider that what we have, what we may say may be credible, and our concerns and suggestions may be credible. We would like this board to consider public comments. We would like this board to make the administration and legal counsel earn their money. We would like this board to think about what we are proposing and not just rubber stamp everything that is put in front of them by the administration and legal counsel. We would like this board to consider the work product of the administration and legal counsel. A small district like this should not be experiencing such legal fees. And don't blame those legal fees on our negative comments. We are not the ones that brought forth the witch hunt for Mr. Hill and cost $50,000 in legal fees and ongoing in, the ongoing concern about Mr. Hill. The same persons that brought forward Mr. Hill's witch hunt were also responsible for two employees in this district being put on administrative leave and the cost, harassment, and et cetera associated with that administrative leave. And that whole thing was nothing but, in my opinion, a racial targeted scenario. Mrs. Nichols also said that the board had three intelligent people that could work together. Is that why when Mr. Hill makes a suggestion or a comment or a motion, other members of the board may say he has a valid point, then fail to second any of his motions? Is that working together? The board constantly looks for the chairman sometimes looks for direction from Mary Lucy in the audience. I don't think that's very appropriate. I think that she needs to run the meeting by herself. I've seen Mrs. Nichols many times agree with some of the direction that Mr. Hill's taken and never move forward to bring anything forward from what, you know, any of his comments forward or second them or further an action item. Is that working together? Mr. Hill asked to have items put on the agenda with no support of other board members. Is that working together? Your perception of our comments is that they are negative. Maybe that's because there are never any positive movements from the board. We are not here to slap you on the back. We are here to make this district move in a positive direction.
Anyone else?
And I would like the board to please prioritize agendizing, expanding the board, and also civil actions against John Wallace. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Patty Welsh, Arroyo Grande. I watched the last meeting, and a couple of things stood out to me. A member of the public mentioned that Amy Simpson's supervisor only had a GED. I'm not sure how anyone would know that, so that raises a concern to me. Also, there was a comment about Mr. Hill sending a letter to Mr. Erb. Again, acting unilaterally. Mr. Hill was asking about Fannie Mae, you know, bringing up that she left the district. That's a personnel matter. I thought after the investigation he was to, you know, stay away from personnel matters. I heard speakers today about the John Wallace case, and all I want to say on that is, are we going to be spending good money chasing bad? It's something to consider. With all the legal costs that we've already incurred, are we going to get pennies on the dollar for what we spend? Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing no one come forward, are you coming forward?
Okay. Not used to rain, having to argue with my umbrella, getting up in the first place, getting it down in the second place, trying not to get stabbed or drowned. I don't know what's been said, so I'll probably repeat a couple of things. I'm wondering why we haven't got items on the agenda to talk about contacting the county auditor to discuss the holdup of the audits. I think we need to have that discussion. And I know it's been asked to be put on the agenda, and it's still not. And also the discussion about the expansion of the board to 5 members. Now, this is just a discussion. It's not, I mean, I do not know why it can't be brought before the public and discussed. I think that's important. I'd like to see public comment on various changes in the personnel policy manual as they're discussed during board commentary, not just at the end or the beginning, because there's a lot going on there. If we could just stop and have public comment occasionally on some things so it doesn't get all boxed up, really appreciate that. As far as I know, we're operating an environmental lab with no certified lab analyst or anyone with scientific training. And I also would like to discuss, have it put on the agenda and discuss the board filing a civil case against John Wallace. I think that we need to do that. I think we probably could recover some costs, and I don't think he should get away with what he's done. Thank you.
Is there anyone else public comment? Seeing none, I'm going to close public comment now.
If I might make another brief comment, just for the record, I have not contacted Mr. Erb's office as the commenter's suggestion. I would remind the commenter that Mr. Erb's office sent a letter warning this district that they need to get the audit done timely, which they have yet failed to do.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, so before we, on the audit, I did speak with Mr. Erb yesterday, and I spoke with Mr. Karp today, and I think he's prepared to give us some explanations on what's happening with the audit.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have a staff member assigned to correspond with the auditor, and she advises me that all matters are clear and they're just at the point where they're going to finalize. I haven't placed it on the agenda because I've yet to see an audit from Glenn Burdett. And as soon as that's available, we'll put it on the agenda. Amy's been working with Glenn Burdett for about, 6 months now? And I've reviewed all her correspondence between the person who was quoted by Mr. Erb in your phone call today and Amy has responded in every case, giving them the materials that they need. And she continues to do that. I think it's appropriate. I think it's professional. And I expect we'll hear from them very soon. But no one wants that audit here before more
no
than
no one wants it more than we do.
More than we do.
That's right. So but they have never have we don't have any indication of a
I don't have
time.
A date, and then we've given dates before, and of course they haven't shown up.
And everything they requested has been given to them.
That's what I'm advised today.
So nothing is being held up from the plant itself is not holding up anything with the audit.
That is what I'm advised, in spite of what you were told by Mr. Erb in the presence of this same staff member that's been working with Amy for 6 months straight.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Karp. Oh, and also,
with all due respect, we've been promised an audit and promised an audit and promised an audit, and you failed to deliver.
Got it. I have another thing on this, on the lab situation. Can you explain who's working, who's doing the work there?
Yes,
The
lab, we have 3 months to fill the position. We are recruiting for a certified lab person. We are on several sites right now as of, I believe it's yesterday, pursuing the employment of another person.
So in this interim, it is being handled.
It's properly. Authorized and Fanny appointed our superintendent to act on that behalf, and he's also pursuing certification concurrently.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Well, there's nothing
else. One other thing, Madam Chair.
Yes.
You didn't ask me to answer this, but Mr. Snook and I had met with Fanny, and the SOP is still a high priority, and Mr. Jones is working on that personally, And as soon as we have something to share with Surf Rider, we'll certainly do that.
Okay, I think we're ready to, are you okay, Barbara, to move on?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move on to the consent agenda. So we have these routine items, 5A, approval of warrants, approval of minutes of March 7th, the award of the contract for the Digester 1 rehabilitation, and the award for the Digester 1 valve replacement. So these are all, is there anyone that wants to pull anything from the consent agenda?
I would either pull the warrants or make a comment.
Well, why don't you,
I know
if you have a comment, let's go ahead.
That we have a contract with a tax and accounting service, another $2,850, and I've kind of been keeping track of the amount that's been spent with that firm, and I believe it's over the amount that the board has originally authorized. But I'm still concerned that months and months later we have no audit. Okay. I just am curious as to where our money's going.
Barbara, do you have any questions?
I would like some clarification on the payroll line. The account breakdown shows one total, and the total line shows a different one, and I don't know what that differentiation is.
Go ahead, Mr. Karp.
The total line includes the three items that are listed under the, you see the 29126, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then the health, and then the
okay.
CalPERS
retirement. All
right, retirement.
That explains it. Thank you.
Just a real quick one on the equipment maintenance, Centratech.
Yes, we have two things going on. We're renting a centrifuge while our digester is down, and also the centrifuge had a breakdown this past 2 weeks, which has had some repairs. Okay. So there's some bills related to
okay.
both of those.
All right. That was all I had on that. Nothing on the minutes, or if we want to approve it all as one, we'll go ahead and open public comment for the four items, right? We're going to keep it in the package. So we'll go ahead and open up public comment on the consent agenda.
Good evening again. I'm Julie Tacker. I'll start with your minutes. As I said last meeting, I believe that their minutes are too sparse and they do not reflect the goings-on of the meetings. In fact, if they had, maybe some of the comments from Ms. Welsh wouldn't have been misstated as they were. Mayor Hill did ask that you revisit the nepotism policy, and all it reflects in the minutes is that he and Ms. Kubel provided samples of nepotism policies. I think the request was that you go back and look at those and incorporate something new. I know that in my comments on the personnel policies, I pointed out to your board that the chair is given authority to hire staff over the step three, which is in direct conflict with bylaw item 7.1, where directors have no individual authority. The minutes had what Ms. Welsh said was true, would have reflected that Mayor Hill did send a letter to Mr. Erb, which we know did not happen. That's public record, and you can find it. Just ask Mr. Erb for it. The minutes do reflect that he is concerned about Ms. Mui's absence from the employee. The explanation from Mr. Karp does not say whether or not the actual lab work is being outsourced, or if Mr. Jones can run the lab work without a license. I find that it's just uncomfortable for me. Going to the warrant packet, the Faye Russo tax accounting. The original contract for that work was $25,000. Mr. Huebner entered into that all by himself. And I estimate, just off the top of my head, that if that contract has not been renewed, it is over. Her drawdown from your district is over by nearly $10,000. If that is in fact the case, I don't believe you can approve that warrant tonight. My questions regarding the payroll is, with the vacations of your technical consultants, we know that Ms. Stockton has been covering some of their work, and that comes at a cost of $180 an hour. What we don't know is, now with John Clements gone, Fanny gone, and the skeleton crew out there, how much overtime is being incurred? And I think your board should be as curious as I am and ask for a report on that.
Anyone else have public comment?
I can't believe that 6, 8, 9 months later, minutes are still being discussed. I'd really like to see this board make a decision on the minutes, vote on it, and get it done and over with, please.
Chris Victorine, I too question why 6 months after the secretary bookkeeper has returned, that we're still paying for additional fiscal services and other temporary labor services. I mean, this month alone, it's over $4,000. When, I'd really like to know when the additional labor is scheduled to end. Thank you.
Is there anyone else have public comment?
Well, I had a question about Faye Russo and why we need her. I would like to know what exactly her service is, because I thought Amy took care of our bookkeeping. And I don't know, I was thinking Faye Russo was a bookkeeper, but maybe you could explain that to me. And then the two items for chemical analysis, I would like to know what each of those are for. I don't know if that's, if we could have done that in-house or not, or if that's something that it needs to be done out. Really concerned about the brine testing and who's doing that. I would hope we're doing that in-house as the trucks are coming in.
Thank you. Anyone else have a comment? Okay, seeing that, I'm going to close public comment and okay. So if we can look for, I guess I'm ready to entertain a question.
There were some questions asked by the commenters. One is, when is the temporary labor going to end?
Mr. Karp, I believe he's looking at you.
The temporary labor will end once we have fully assigned the original tasks back to the bookkeeper secretary. That hasn't been done yet.
Mr. Karp, you've had 9 months to do that. And you tell me today that you've not assigned those tasks back? When, before the secretary bookkeeper was put on leave, we had cash reports. We had financial statements. Our audits were in order. You've got 7 or so people, counting the contractors, not doing the job that used to be done by one. What earthly excuse can you have for that?
So we're going to move on.
I want an answer.
If he isn't going to answer you, he's not going to answer you, and I'm not going to sit here. We're not going to move on. We're going to move on.
This is unbelievable.
Well, what do you want me to do? I don't need comments from there. We're going to move on with the consent agenda, please. And I'm going to ask for a motion to approve the warrants, the minutes, the contract, digester one, and the digester one valve replacement project.
So moved.
Do I have a second? Okay, I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Jim?
No.
Okay, it passes 2-1. All right. It's 6:30. Before we go on to the action items, I have an announcement. We have to end the meeting out here by 7:30 to go into closed session because we are going to be getting a call from our we'll be getting a call from the Pam Darby. Is that? With the and she can only call us between 7:30 and 8:30, so we're going to have to continue on with the meeting. So our first item is technical consultants and plant operations report.
Yes, Board Chair, we have placed this matter in your binders with the updates for this last month. Be happy to entertain any questions in that regard.
Do you have any questions, Jim, on the plant operator's report?
Where's the financials? Where's the cash report? How come we have 7 administrative staff and 4 operators? Who's running our lab? I have questions.
Okay.
Who's doing the brine sampling? Is brine being delivered now?
Brine is being delivered daily, and it is being sampled by the operators at the plant.
Who's doing the testing?
The tests are being done in our lab. By our operators who are taking shifts on the lab while we are searching for a new lab tech.
Is that legally adequate, or is the district at risk with that practice?
The water board is aware of this practice, and it is common in between recruitment periods for this to occur.
What date did we notify the water board that Ms. Mui left the service of the district?
I don't have that information.
How do you know that the water board is aware?
Fanny and Michael Jones have both advised me of that.
Right after you started 9 months ago, you assured me that the district would get back to normal in a month. I just am completely dismayed. I've never seen such bungling. Never.
Okay. Barbara, do you have any questions?
No, I do not.
All right. Thank you for the report. Now we'll get started again. Oh, I'm sorry. Public comment on the technical consultant and plant operators report.
Julie Tacker again, and I hope some of my questions are answered because I've been asking something along this line for a while. It relates to we're on item 6A. This is the technical consultants report, page 3, district's brine disposal program. There's a paragraph that speaks to Cambria Community Services District and that they have been requested to make their application complete. I'd like to know, is that application complete? It also says that the status of its application, It is our intent to advise CCSD of the status of its application for the administrative process previously followed by the district. We know that that was Mr. Huebner unilaterally giving them a permit to dump their brine waste. What I've asked, and I think your board should consider, is that you actually place that permit on an agenda and take that as a public hearing. I hope you do that. What I have learned is that Cambria Community Services District believes that your board has already approved their permit. I've been to every single one of your board meetings for as long as I can remember, and that item has not come before your board. So why they are under the impression that your board has approved their permit, I do not know. But I would like you to get to the bottom of it. I asked a question at the last meeting, and Ms. Austin did not allow Mr. Jones to answer, and it was with regard to the notice of violation from the Air Pollution Control District. It says that he says in his report 2 weeks ago that a fine has not been assessed. My question is, are you anticipating one? Is this the kind of violation that would incur a fine? And I have not gotten that answer, and I would like one. I hope Mr. Karp can answer that question. Those are my comments tonight. Thank you.
Just want to talk about personnel real quick. I know that every other agency I've been involved with, whenever there is an open position or positions made, those positions are usually advertised and then filled not only within but from people without. Doesn't seem like anything like that ever happens here. It just seems like they just grab somebody from someplace and somebody's friend or whatever and they move them into positions. Not sure that's even legal.
Anybody else?
Just a quick question about the brine again. It says in the staff
Mr. Ronaldson, will you let her speak, please?
Pardon?
They're talking back there, and you're doing public comment, and I'd like you to have the floor.
Oh, thank you. the staff agreed to compare practices used by the district to any standard that may be discovered, and to draft the standard operating procedure for the practice used to process the discharge of brine delivered to the district's plant for disposal. And I was wondering if that policy has been put together as it was promised it would be, and if it is, could I get a copy of it? Or if it's posted out at the plant, I'll go out and look at it and get a copy of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Hi, Colleen Kubel again. I would just like to say that I've known Mr. Karp for a long time, and I've known everybody on this board for quite a while. And what we're seeing is disorganization that needs to be organized. And everybody needs to get together. There can't be two against one. There can't be legal against two or one. There can't be anything like that happening. But it is happening. And that needs to stop. We're seeing it out here. You're feeling it in there. And there has to be some kind of organization. Step back. Step back. Reorganize what you are doing, what you are thinking, because you can't be thinking about just one thing. You have to think about the whole picture, and that's not happening. You have to do that. If something isn't working right, step back, get together. You can't get together, but you can sure get together with Mr. Carr. You can get together with other people and reorganize what needs to be done, because if it keeps going like this, nothing's going to get done. And so it needs to stop, and I'm putting that on record right now. Everybody needs to step back, reorganize, get with Mr. Karp, take care of the problem so that the public will be on your side, not against you. That's what we need to do in this district. And I know you all know that, but you just don't know how to get here. If you did, we wouldn't be worried about this and we wouldn't be in this problem, okay? So my suggestion is step back, reorganize, have your meetings, get it done, and let us see that you're truly working as a board that works together. Thank you.
Any other public comment? Seeing none, I'm going to close public comment, and we will start the discussion now on the...
Again, there were some questions from the public. Do we expect a fine from the APCD?
I've discussed that with Mr. Jones, who still doesn't have an answer. I'm going to assume on the conservative side that we'll get a fine, but I don't know that answer.
Second, how many... we indicated that we were going to look at brine policies from other jurisdictions. How many of those have we requested?
Mr. Jones is still formulating an approach to make that. He's searching right now the agencies who are actually accepting brine. And the ones that he's finding are some that are in process, but they haven't really, at least since the last meeting, he hasn't got one yet that is taking brine, which I know that we are not the only ones in the coast that take brine, so he's just going to have to look a little harder.
I'm also aware of that, which is part of the cause for concern. I might suggest that the technical consultant might take the lead on that, because I think that is very important for the continuity of the district, our brine customers, and those who may wish to become brine customers in the future, and the Regional Water Quality Control Board.
Okay. Everybody, let's get our personnel policy manuals out. And we'll have about 40 minutes or so because we do public comment.
Sorry, I thought that was not on the agenda tonight.
The policy and procedures?
Yeah.
The 6B, personal policy manual updates.
While we're getting ready to start, I have a request, question for staff. How much did this document cost the district to date in preparation? I don't expect an answer right on the spot, but I would expect one by the next meeting.
We're starting on holidays, right? Amy, you
have
I don't have a page.
Mine with me.
Oh, you don't have your book?
Because this said continued discussion at the board meeting of April 4th.
Well, you can bring a share.
Okay, thanks.
I'll tell you. Okay. Amy, we saw on what page? I'm sorry. Oh, here, I got it right here. Can we please, we have the floor now. Okay, you've had your public comment. I don't need you back there.
Barbara's right. It's agendized. So if people want to participate, it's EA report if they want to tonight.
Well, then I don't. The policy manual update. Well, it says the 4th, but then it's on the agenda. So I'm sorry, the staff report, and there was a mistake made.
It's a misreading on my part, I believe.
Excuse me, we're talking. I don't need, please, you're not on, you don't have the floor. So we're going to take holidays. We're going to start here. You ready, Jim?
Which page is that?
That's on page 4010. Okay. So I think we pretty much know the holidays that I don't see anything.
I do recall that in my notes that I do not have any issues with this section.
Okay.
The only thing I might suggest about holidays, we've eliminated September 9th, which is the State of California Admission Day, and instead offered a floating holiday in exchange for that day. I would suspect that most of our employees are probably not enamored of Columbus Day being a holiday and would probably rather have another floating holiday instead of that. And it might be a policy change that we might consider to offer a second floating holiday instead
floating
of
in the
Columbus Day holiday, unless someone has a particular affinity for Columbus Day.
Well, I think that's something that they, I think it's already been approved by the employees, right? Are they okay with not going to?
Go ahead. Good evening, Madam Chair. Yes, that would be correct. The union has reviewed this. If you start changing holidays, that would be a meet and confer item. Usually these items appear from requests from the union that they would like a change, so it would be unusual to have the board initiate that change for them without them asking it.
But if they were to come in and want to ask, it's something that could be done at a later time, right?
I mean, it's negotiable.
We could negotiate this, so.
Correct.
Okay. So you okay with that?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So we'll move on to sick leave. I didn't see him. I thought that was all pretty much, and then this is all.
I have no issues with it.
Okay, nothing on sick leave, so we'll go on to ...4025, family and medical leave policy. There's a lot of new stuff here.
I think the whole item is brand new.
Yeah, it's all new. So I think it's pretty much the way it is, right? Yeah.
Do you have any issues with that, Jim?
A couple things. Yes, I do. First, this policy has clearly been lifted from another organization. I don't believe that this is original work. And I'm interested to note that on page 402510, at the top of the page, paragraph B, bravo, it provides for parents and spouses both employed by the district, which is, I would suggest, not uncommon in our draconian nepotism policy. Probably flies in the face of that. Further down on page 4025, this is the second paragraph to the end. It begins.
You're looking on page 11 or on
this
six?
Page 10.
10, okay.
4025, number 10, second to the last paragraph. It begins, employees will not continue to be covered under the district any other non-health plan. That sentence makes absolutely no sense. So either there's missing text or added text, or that's clearly...
It's got a couple words
there. Yeah, it should be.
Clearly incorrect.
Not continue to be covered under the district non-health plan?
We'll have to follow up.
Okay. Why don't you check? Yeah, that's for sure something we need to... Okay, so we got... Did you get that one, Mark? Amy? Okay, anything on the rest of that page, Jim?
Not on that page. Moving to page 15. Near the top of the page, paragraph D delta, restatement of, quote, key employees. the district may deny reinstatement to a, quote, key employee, i.e. an employee who is among the highest paid 10% of all employed by the district within 75 miles of the work site. What is this paragraph about? What is the objective here? I don't understand the.
Yeah, we certainly
this
don't
is,
have.
This is under reinstatement upon return from leave. I'm not understanding the purpose of this at all.
Let's look at that one.
We have planned on a future meeting having the consultant available to get this kind of a question answered personally, if you'd like. Otherwise, we can seek that and bring it back to you.
What meeting would you think they could come? The next meeting we're having?
We were planning on the tonight, but our person was not available tonight.
Oh, okay.
If the board would like it to be the next meeting, I'll try and set that up.
What do you think?
Or we can just get these answers answered and bring them back.
Or we can just keep going as far as we can get, I guess.
Yeah, I think you should keep going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, you say, when can we get this addressed? I can either get it addressed personally by the person, or maybe a more efficient way for me to just hand this particular issue to them and get a question.
Well, then let's mark this up, because it does this one, reinstatement of key employees.
So
On 402-515.
Okay, so our secretary will list that for for her to pursue.
All right. So are we ready to move on from that one?
Yes.
Okay, so bereavement leave, anything here?
No.
Okay. So we go on to pregnancy leaves and transfer privileges. 4035, page 1. Did you see anything?
Yeah.
No, I'm fine with it. What about you, Jim?
Not on 1.
Okay, and on 4035, page 2?
Nothing.
Okay. Go on 40353. I didn't see anything there.
Nothing.
And then the last page. About nurse. Yeah, that's just a new one about nursing.
I have a question on D. Again, this is not original district work. It says divisions must provide a place, which sounds like it came from either the state.
Right.
Or perhaps the county, but probably the state or a state agency,
right.
And was copied there. I believe it should say the district must provide
district,
a place.
So if you mark that 4035, page 4, 11D, change divisions to district. Okay. We'll move on to 4040, page 1, for jury duty.
Finally, one that is brief and to the point.
That's jury duty. So that's, you're all good with that one, right, Jim?
No
catastrophic
problem.
Leave donation program, 4045, page 1. It's all good.
Vacation leave, compensatory time, holiday accruals, or any other type of credit cannot be transferred. Apparently that's been approved by SEIU. Just a comment.
Yes. Okay, so we'll go on from there to voluntary leave of absence, 40501, leave of absence with pay. There's been some things taken out. Is there any?
Nothing
there. And on the family leave, or I'm sorry, Family School Partnership Act, 4055, page 1.
I just find it curious that the third bullet near the middle of the page says to address a school emergency. Then it says see definition section for definition of emergency leave. An emergency need. This is the definition section. It's like,
well, yeah.
That's, I guess it's okay, but it's kind of strange.
Okay, so the documentation. Okay, so everything's good on that one. 40552.
Again, I note that this document was lifted from another jurisdiction because it talks about departmental notification purposes. It probably came from a state department. The second paragraph from the top of 4055 mm-hmm. page 2 gives notice pursuant to departmental notification purposes. That should say district notification purposes. And then three level of coverage, paragraph B, lower on the top of the page near the center, again notes that both parents could be employed by the same employer. In this case, same employer would be the district. But again, I note our draconian nepotism policy. So I would at least replace same employer with district, whether this was a model, an online model or some, you know, whether it actually came from a State Department, I'm not certain, but wherever it came from, okay, so it hasn't been.
Mark that one down, 4055, page 2, number B, have that, we'll look at that one. Injured on duty.
This policy rightly tells our employees to report any injury, no matter how small, which is what we want everyone to do. It doesn't mention anything about a major injury on duty. How about, like, dial 911 and request an ambulance? Hopefully it would be our policy to respond appropriately, and I'm not sure that I see any such guidance here.
Goes without saying, you know, if someone's hurt bad, you're going to dial 911. I don't think we need it. There was just one thing in the number four. Just a word needs to be who shall take the word B out, district administrator who shall retain such reports. Just take that word.
Which
B.
Which page is that? Okay.
Page 4060, page 1, number 4.
Number 4.
Right at the very bottom almost. District administrator who shall. The word B doesn't belong in there.
That's right.
Thank you.
Okay, so is that it for first aid, injured on duty? We'll go over to 4065, page 1, for leave confidentiality and leave for victims. This is all new.
In the very last sentence, 3B Bravo at the very bottom of the page, the court order protecting or separating the employee, not the employee. Yeah.
Okay, again, that's not a substantive change. It's just a decorative change.
There's another one that, I think this is probably text that's been lifted from somewhere, but the paragraph right above three definitions, it says an employee who's a victim of a crime. I get that. So continuing the parallel structure there, an employee who is an immediate family member of a victim, I understand that. An employee who's a registered domestic partner of a victim, I get that. Now it says, if you continue, an employee who is the child of a registered domestic partner of a victim. That makes no sense. I think what we're trying to say is...
Well, the child of a registered domestic partner.
an employee.
I know what they're trying. I know what you're saying. That the child of the domestic partner, you can also.
The registered domestic partner is the parent of a victim. Is what they're trying to get at, but that's not what it says. In other words, if you're, what we want the employee to be able to do is, if their registered domestic partner's child is a victim,
right.
We want them
to be able to
have leave, and that's right. Not what this says.
Okay, you're right. So do you guys want to mark that down to get that wording more?
More accurately indicates what we're trying to achieve.
And then page 2.
I'd have no issues with page 2 or page 3.
Page 4.
On page 4, 6B, near the top of the page, the employee should follow district procedure, not departmental procedures. Same thing under 6F at the center of the page, appropriate district forms, not appropriate departmental forms.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. All right. Moving on to 4080, page 1, COBRA. There's really been no change except for respect to district.
Company and district.
Yeah,
company
so
district.
I didn't see. You okay with the COBRA
I'm
page?
I'm okay with page 1.
And page 2.
Page 2, center of the page, Delta 1. When the bookkeeper district administrator.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering what position that is.
Would it be bookkeeper or is it district administrator only?
This is what they did here.
Should be district administrator.
Above it. They struck bookkeeper.
Bookkeeper's been struck out and district administrator's been put in its place.
So D1, take out bookkeeper.
If that's the intent. Apparently it is. Then continuing the next sentence in that same paragraph, it says, under the law COBRA, in several other places in this text, we've done away with quote-unquote the law.
Just under
and
COBRA.
It just says COBRA, so I would,
right.
To be in examples, F at the bottom of the page, I would delete the law there.
Right. So D1, delete under the law, delete the law. So it just says under COBRA.
That's all I have on
okay.
That.
You're okay.
There was something else in here. I can't find it right now.
Okay, so 4080 page 2 is okay.
Oh, right here. 4080 page 3G. You do not have to show that you are insurable to choose continuation coverage. However, under COBRA, you may have to pay 102% of the premium for your continuation coverage. 102% of the premium?
Yeah, next, I guess that's an administrative fee because you're
We can have her check it.
You're no longer an employee, and then that's actually fairly standard to have
102?
Some.
102?
Yes.
Wow.
Because you're getting into a group plan that you're no longer a member of the group, and that's
okay.
That's
well.
The idea behind that.
So should we let that stand?
You can check it. Just check it. Double check it. That's all.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay, that should do it for 40803, then just that one. And then we have military leave, 40901. And we no, added we a lot not. Of that.
Did you see anything?
No.
And time off to vote. That's pretty. Okay, so we're through 40941. We're okay with all that. And then now we're at 5001, unauthorized voluntary absence.
Madam Chair,
yes.
This has been a large volume of material to try to digest, and I've not gone beyond page 4095.
Okay, well then that's a good time. We'll stop then.
Good.
Okay, we'll stop there and start again on our authorized, and maybe at the next meeting, Mr. Karp.
So noted.
We'll have the person here.
Mr. Attorney, have you texted her that Pam that I think we're ready? Is that right, Madam Chair?
Well, I think we have to do public comment on this, and then so if we can do public comment on the personnel policy manual.
I think you did public comment when you started.
Did I already?
Yeah. A couple meetings ago.
Oh, okay.
This is a continued item.
Okay. So okay.
It's a continued item, but I think I would welcome public comment on this particular portions of it that we reviewed tonight.
We have a few minutes. We can go ahead and do some public comment if anybody would like to.
I think a lot of this could have been handled behind the scenes, that you guys look at things and the grammatical errors, you highlight them. Handle it behind the scenes. I think this is a waste of time right now.
Anybody else have any public comment?
And Chris Victorine, and I agree, a lot of this could be handled behind the scenes. It could have been handled in a thorough review before it was presented to the board. I just have a couple comments. One is on section 4010, on paragraph 4, and it says if an employee in an improved or an employee that is taking an authorized leave when a holiday incurs, the day shall be compensated. Oh, excuse me. Never mind. I answered that one. Apologize. In paragraph 5 of the same page, the reference to policy 3000. In section 3000, paragraph 5, there is no mention of the rate of overtime. I'm assuming it should be time and a half. I think it should probably be included in that section also. If it's overtime, they should state what the rate is. And then in section 3000, it doesn't say time and a half, which I think would probably be the place it should be mentioned.
Okay.
And then also in section 4045, it talked about the catastrophic donations. And I just kind of want clarification on that. In everything that I've seen, both federal and state, when you're making donations, It's typically only an annual leave. They don't allow comp time, sick time. I'd just like to make sure that that's the legal reason for it. If all the other agencies that I've worked with and worked for have had that very specific definition, that might be something you want to look at. And in addition, on 4090, again, most state agencies
as stated, I think this was taken behind the scenes. I think some administrators looked at it, not just Mr. Karp, but other administrators. HR people have looked at it. Our attorneys have looked at it. And it's brought to the board. The board's the one that has to pass this. And the fact that Mr. Hill is taking it seriously and trying to find any exemptions or anything that doesn't make sense to him or any grammatical errors or spelling errors, I think that's his job. I think that's the board's job to get the best product they can here.
Anyone else?
Julie Tacker, and the direction a few months ago was to take this thing two chapters at a time so that you could do it over time. You didn't have to do it all at once. I like that it's going at this pace. I like that you're bringing us along. Some of the grammatical stuff probably should have been caught by the staffs. You paid a lot of money for several people to be looking at it. So starting my first thing, and I appreciate that the public gets to participate each time you address this. There's no way the public could in 3 minutes several weeks ago or months ago when you started this process been able to address all the issues that this document has. 4010, page 2, the word Thanksgiving is not capitalized. I think that it should be. Just a minor thing. You might recall that the public comment on this 2 weeks ago, Ms. Lucy came to the podium and she questioned 4025, page 5, the reference to the Christian Science practitioners. I don't know if she's right or wrong on that. I think you should check it. Mr. Hill pointed out that if there were a major injury, that perhaps 911 should be spelled out in the policy, and your discussion makes it sound like that's a no-brainer. When you get to court and it's not in the document and that everyone was assumed to have called 911, it's a brainer. So I think the suggestion that be included is actually a good one, and it's important. I would ask you to revisit that. 4080, page 2, I notice Ms. Austin's not interested in my contribution, but perhaps she might be. If she followed along, 4080, page 2, item 1, where you've stricken bookkeeper, I think you need to look at that whole paragraph, because when it was the district bookkeeper, that's the person that you're talking to when you have a change in your life and that your benefits need to change. You don't necessarily have to go to the administrator for that. The administrator will in turn notify you 14 days that you have the right to choose a continuation. It just seems like this was intended to be talking about two different people, and that the bookkeeper does one portion of it and then the administrator does the other. And then even further down, it talks about the plan administrator. Well, who's that? So I think you should check that entire section. those are my comments. Thank you very much.
Anyone else have public comment? Okay, seeing none. Any written communications? Do you have anything, Mr. Karp?
Yes, Ms. Simpson gave me a short list. We received a
microphone. I need your microphone.
You need to pull your mic over.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Help me out here, Amy. I'm looking at 7, right?
Yes.
Okay, we have
one phone call and two.
We have a phone call and a resident of Cambria who supports the sustainable water supply and wants us to pursue their permit, I believe. And then there's a couple of emails, both related to CCSD disposal permits.
Okay. Board member communications.
I did ask for the cost of this voluminous document. As a part of a plea bargain, not to face felony charges in the conflict of interest with this district and another. And I would like to have on the agenda a discussion about pursuing civil restitution from Mr. Wallace for a portion of the time that he was here. I was advised to do that by the district attorney's office. In fact, Mr. Dandow himself suggested that the district could pursue restitution without a limitation on statute, which is one of the issues they were facing in the criminal trial. So I would respectfully request that the board put that item on the agenda. And those are my comments, Madam okay. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. Do you have any comments for me?
I'm surprised that there was no one available to get to the recruitment information. I chose not to come down after looking at the list myself. I don't know what Mr. Erb can do to step in on an audit to make it operate any faster without stopping over. I don't understand why that would be an option for us.
Perhaps because it's his job. I think there's a couple things we need to understand about an audit. The district is responsible for having the district's books in order. And I have grave concern about that because we get no cash reports. We get no financial reports. Now, it's possible that there's not malfeasance and misappropriation of funds, but what we're seeing is characteristic of malfeasance and misappropriation of funds. It's, again, the responsibility of the district to have the district's books in order such that the auditor gives an independent assessment thereof. The auditor is not supposed to organize our books for us, is not supposed to present our financial information. That's the job of the district. And Mr. Erb, in both capacities, both as an independent auditor or as someone who might get the district's finances in order, is eminently qualified to help on both aspects.
As a former bookkeeper, I agree wholeheartedly. I definitely want to have financials included in our agenda in every meeting, and hopefully we can get this reorganized so that we can do that. And putting pressure on, I think it's a good idea to have the auditors come in here and explain to us what is going on.
The auditor will make the presentation when the audit is ready. For the time being, Amy and I have plans. We did a year end. We're going to do a third quarter report. Amy's got a vacation coming up, and I have granted her until 1 May to do the third quarter financial report. Okay. And she'll be working on that, and you'll receive that. Right. And you'll be receiving them quarterly thereafter.
Okay. Thank you.
With due respect, going back to your assurance that things would be back to normal in 30 days, this is just another aspect that's been bungled.
Okay. I think we will have the report for closed session.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The board will recess to closed session to discuss public employee appointment, title, district administrator.
Do I have public comment on closed session? Seeing none, we're going to adjourn to closed session. I said, and they said no. Did you want some?
Oops.
Okay, we have public comment.
I just wanted to end with, I've been trying to be positive up here, trying to figure things out, trying to not be negative, trying to suggest things from the public. You don't have to listen to me. You won't. I'm sorry. But I can't understand why a board of any board would just rubber stamp everything that an administrator says. I've dealt with that in the past. That doesn't mean that he's not doing his job right. That means that if you have a question that you need that is of concern, you just don't listen to what he says. You find out what's going on. And so you can't rubber stamp it. More questions need to be asked. More answers need to be given. The transparency has to be there. And that's what we need out here. We get that out here, you're not going to have the constant problems, the people coming up doing that, because we'll see that that's what's happening. We'll see what's going on with the district. But his job is to run the administration. Your job is to administer and to watch over him. And that can't be done by rubber stamping. So I'm glad that you asked questions about that. I'm glad that you did that. We need more of that. And I thank you very much.
Any other public comment?
I have a comment, but it's not on closed session. Can I go ahead?
Well, go ahead.
Okay, I was wondering about when Mr. Hill asks for something to be put on the agenda. Can't you go ahead and just, if you need to take a vote, which I don't think you should need to take a vote, can't you go ahead and say, yes, let's put that on the agenda right here and now so we know it's going to be on the agenda? That would seem like a real simple way to show us that you're willing to put things on the agenda, because it just seems like no matter what he asks, for some reason, you know, it's like he didn't have the votes to get it on the agenda. It doesn't make sense to me. I think any one of you should be able to put something on the agenda if you feel that it is important to be brought before the public. So I would ask you, if you need a vote, please vote now that these things will be put on the agenda so we're assured we're not going to have to make comments on things that aren't on the agenda again next meeting.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to close public comment and we'll adjourn to closed session.
In a brief response, I would suggest that transparency is something that's foreign to this district.
Take them with us so we make sure they're done.